Yeah.
We gotta take you to the brand new world.
To the brand new world.
We're gonna wake you for the brand new world.
Get your hands up, baby.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Five Leaf Clover Podcast. This is episode 145, the final arc, page 25. I'm back with another exciting week for Black Clover manga. I hope you guys are excited. We have a chapter this week. But before we get into that, I'll just go over some quick stuff. This will be a short episode. It'll be short and sweet. Very quick. I guess. I haven't read the manga yet, so maybe we'll go into detail with it, but we'll see how that chapter goes. But anime has been really good, I must say. Black Clover has announced, I guess it's not official news, but it was announced that we are getting the anime back in 2024. So we have that to look forward to. Some series that I'm watching right now that I'm really enjoying are Rurouni Kenshin, which I'm enjoying every minute of it. It's been a really great reboot. Bungo Stray Dogs, a new season that's out, that's been really good. It's been literally like on the edge with that series. It's each episode's like, oh shit, are they gonna be able to get away? Are they gonna be able to complete the mission? Are they gonna be able to save everyone? Just been like really crazy with that series. Let's see the other ones I'm also watching. Let's see. I got One Piece, obviously. Today's episode of One Piece was phenomenal. We finally got to see Gear Fifth Luffy for the first time animated, and I think they did a fantastic job with like the whole cartoony like aspect of what his new awakening of his devil fruit is. And then we're only getting a taste of it. Next episode should be a little more action-packed, more of a battle between Luffy and Kaido. But we'll probably see, this fight go on for like another 3-4 weeks, I would say. If I remember correctly from the manga, I think it lasted about like 4 weeks, 4 chapters before the conclusion of the fight. So we have that to look forward to. And the ending credits, they added ending credits after, I don't know, 15 years for One Piece. We finally got ending credits, and I must say they look really great. Song goes great with the animation that's happening. It's great that it starts with Yamato, a future Straw Hat, I must say. So, yeah, if you haven't seen that, check that out. Yeah, One Piece has literally stepped up the game. I must say they're probably one of the best animated series out there right now. It's better than JJK. It's better than, you know, anything that has been recent that's been really freaking good. But yeah, One Piece is up there. It's keeping up with everyone. Yeah, they stepped up their game. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud to be a One Piece fan. Let's see. Some other series is Bleach. I'm actually 2 weeks, 2 weeks episodes behind. So I'm actually going to catch those later. Let's see. I'm trying to think right off the top of my head. I kind of been like watching them throughout the week. It was The Devil is a Part-Timer is out. That one's actually really good. It's an isekai, and it's about, you know, the devil and a hero who have been reincarnated into human form. But the funny part is that he's a part-timer working at a McDonald's, which is called like Ragdonald or something like that. It's like a knockoff of McDonald's, but it's a great series. It's funny, and it's got like good action scenes. Yeah, it's just overall really good series. Obviously JJK, Jujutsu Kaisen, we were getting from the latest episode, we got more of a ghetto background of who was he and how he turned the way he was in season 1. So we got that. You're able to see like the transformation that's gone within in him, like his views of the world itself. So everyone's able to see like ghettos, how his mind and his views of how the world he sees is. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, you gotta check out Jujutsu Kaisen. It's a really good series. But yeah, I think the last one that's a very noted mention is Mushukai Tensei. That's Jobless Reincarnation. That series is really good. It's as good as it's gonna get. It is missing a lot of parts because it's not like word for word, and they're kind of like missing panels and chapters from the actual manga. But I don't really understand their, I don't understand what they're doing with that, but we should have gotten, like, a part where, what's his name? Rudy was, you know, after the whole season one ended with him leaving, well, like, Eerie's leaving him, and, yeah, there was supposed to be, like, a depression arc for him that kind of, like, got skipped. So I really hope this is not, like, you know, season two and they're crunching everything in to just squeeze it into two seasons to complete the whole series, which would be a very big letdown because Jobless Reincarnation is a phenomenal series and they really need justice than what they're given. But, yeah, I think that's it that I got to go over. Manga-wise, there's some new series that came out on the Shonen Jump app. Let's see if I can find these. So one of them is the Wild Strawberries. I do recommend that one if you guys like apocalypse and, you know, an apocalyptic world where things are coming to an end and some type of other life form is taking over. I did see another one that was like a an exorcist series. Is I think it was called like Soji Newell or something like that. And then I want to say there was another one that I saw, but I can't get it from the top of my head, and I'm not seeing it in the Shonen Jump app right now, so we will come back to that if I remember. But anyways, looking on the Shonen Jump, our weekly Shonen Jump cover, which we never really go over, which I'll probably start doing, is we're getting a whole shot of pretty much everyone from Shonen Jump. We get Luffy, like his arms around Zoro and Sanji with Chopper in the front, and then to the right of them is the three guys from My Hero Academia. It's Uzuku, Midoriya, Bakugo, and Shoto. And then on the left side of them is Gojo Sensei. We got Okkotsu and Itadori, and then from behind we got some Sotomoro. I see Roboco. Some of the characters from Yokozura of Mission Family. And, yeah, just a bunch of characters. We got, like, everyone here. We even got Asa just, like, yelling with Noelle and, Yuno right behind him. And, yeah. Yeah, that's the Shonen Jump cover for this week's, magazine. Alright, so let's get into this chapter. We're gonna be recapping chapters 367. We are on break next week. There is no Black Clover chapter, so next week, if I'm going to come on to record, we will be doing a manga questionnaire overview. We're gonna go over the first couple volumes maybe, and go over Yuki Tabata's comments, and we'll read out those questions and we'll see what his answers were, and you know, we'll learn a little more about him and the series. But that's if we, if I come on next week to record. My family's supposed to visit, and I haven't seen him in a minute, so we'll see how that goes. So, if you're still listening, this is a podcast for Black Clover, and we're recapping the manga, and we're going to be recapping the latest chapter, which is out today. You can get that on Shonen Jump, Viz Media, or wherever you legally read your manga. And this chapter is 367, and it's called Black Bond. It starts off with Daminate. You can see him, he's coming out of his guardian form that he was bestowed by Lucius. And it kind of seems we get a flashback of like that part. Where he's telling Asta, like, you're a criminal, you're a devil, you need to be locked up, and you get the rest of the Black Bulls that come in, and they're like, yeah, right. And then, yeah, it kind of just goes off to, like, Julius is like, no, we'll send him somewhere to study the devils, and we'll give him time to, like, you know, do him honor. And then you go to him, like, being slashed by Asta, falling to the ground, and he said, whoever would have thought I'd be saved by the Black Bulls? And he collapses to the ground as Asa, from the distance, is walking away. And Asa turns around in the next panel looking at Dante's, like, Damante. And he's like, Just nap for a while, all right? I'll swear I'll wake you up, too. And Oscar runs over to his comrades, the Black Bulls. And he says, hey, you guys. And you see the Witch Queen, who's on the ground, is literally, like beaten up really bad. She's got, like, blood coming out of all over her face. And she's looking into, like, a crystal ball. And she's slowly getting up, saying, ooh, I see. As she stands up, she looks like she just put everybody into, like, little cocoons. And, yeah, everyone's in little cocoons, and I'm not really sure who... Dump. That's a sound effect that we're going to hear with everyone getting encapsulated by these things. The only ones that are not being encapsulated are Finral, Ichika, and Asta. And Asta says, Witch Queen. Yeah. And it looks like the Witch Queen goes to say, we cut it very close, but none of them had died yet. I think they'll make it. Bird Girl, your magic is what kept their lives from leaving them. Thank goodness, Nero says. And she looks over at, like, Vanessa and says, however, and you get Vanessa saying, your majesty, this is going to consume almost all of my power, and so... become Witch Queen in my place, Vanessa. Oh, shit. All right. So, yeah, she's literally saving all the Black Bulls. And when she's doing the whole, like, cocoon, like, just healing everybody, you could see the Witch Queen really deteriorating. You could see her skin getting older. And she's not looking as, you know, young. And the next panel, you get Dorothy saying something to Vanessa. It's like, oh, hang on. I'll be that. I already did plenty of fun stuff in my teens and 20s. I'll do just fine, won't I, your former majesty? Oh, all right, so it looks like Dorothy wants to be the next queen instead of Vanessa. We already know that Vanessa wants to be, like, free and, you know, make her own choices. And it looks like Dorothy's down to be the next queen. I guess that's a not bad choice. She would probably just be sleeping the whole time anyways. And we go into the next shot where we see the crystal ball that the Witch Queen could make. And she's showing everyone the Clover Kingdom that's under attack. And I can't see who is saying this, but they're saying the enemy's still way ahead when it comes to firepower, though. Oh, no, this has got to be Dorothy. We'll have to work real hard to avoid ending up at Death's Door again. And then you get the Witch Queen saying, as long as the Black Bulls revive, you have some sort of plan, don't you? Anti-magic boy. And he's like, yes, thanks, Witch Queen. And you go into the next page. Asa opens up his grimoire, and you see a sword handle coming out of his book. And he says, Libby. And Libby says, yes. And then you get a flashback of Asta and Ichika training with Ryudu. And he says, see, this here is just a theory, but part of the deal with anti-magic is the fact that it can make other stuff anti-magic too, right? Asa's seen that in action once already. And he's thinking back to that time where Yami threw his sword in his anti-magic cloaked Yami's katana. And so Ryudu continues to say, yeah, can give stuff magic, anti-magic properties by letting yours flows into it. If you can give anti-magic to objects, don't you think you could give it to people too? Oh, shit, what? Like a reverse demon dweller. And then you get a closer shot, and he's like, roger that, leave it to me. And he throws a slash blade. Yeah. And then he continues to say, Ryudu, all that Zetsun training made y'all a little better at working with anti-magic, too. I bet the odds yeah, I can do it even better now. And Asa was like, what? Wow, I didn't even think about that. And then Ryudu continues to say, anti-magic is uncharted territory, but nah, because it's uncharted, it's worth a shot, ain't it? And then you get in present time, Asa lifts up the Demon Dweller sword, and you see him, like, pouring out anti-magic onto, I'm assuming these are the rest of the Black Poles. Because it's, like, going up and then coming back down, and they're, like, hitting certain points. I believe those are the cocoons. So, yeah, he's definitely, like, giving anti-magic to the members there who are being revived. And, wow, holy shit. All right. So, and then he's, like, thinking. So, you could see Ryudu, like, in Asa's head saying, amazing. Compatibility is going to matter, and so that's the time y'all spent together, but I can share my power with the rest of them. Well, damn, check you out, Asta. And we get all the Black Bulls revived with anti-magic pouring literally out of them. Like, you could see Magna, Luck, Gaush, Gray, Charmy, and Zoro. They're literally just seeping anti-magic off of them. This is looking crazy. And he said, as the ultimate Black Bulls. And so we go to the last page, which is a double spread. It's like the ultimate Black Bulls, and then you get a shot of the rest of the Black Bulls: is Sekre or Nero, Noct, Finral, Henry, Gordon, and Vanessa. And they're all have, like, I don't know, their outfits kind of, like, transformed too. They look more badass, like, more like kind of sinister, I gotta say. They look pretty good here. But yeah, they all look like they have, like, their little tiny, like, devil unions. It's really cool. And then the last panel, we get Asa saying, let's get out there and save the world. And that's to be continued. This is a really great shot. Yeah, that's cool as hell. It's kind of like, again, a little bit of Naruto right there. It's Naruto sharing his Kurama powers with everyone, and everyone's getting a little bit of that One Tails regenerative ability and extra strength. But this is pretty cool. This is a little bit different. He's giving everybody the ability to be able to nullify magic, which is a huge thing here. And, yeah, this is a pretty damn good ass chapter, I must say. Seeing this is pretty dope. I actually had a theory for One Piece that I think Luffy was gonna maybe one at the towards the end for the final battle give everybody a piece of his Gear 5 awakening or something. Like, I don't know, kind of just seems like it's a shonen trope now, like, share your powers with everyone. But anyways, I think this chapter was really great. We got a lot of characters. We got the Black Bulls back in action. None of them are dead, so that's a freaking goddamn plus right there. And also a little bit more of Asa's training. Clearly, he's much stronger, much wiser. And Dominate being a fucking... a person of... you know, kind words saying thank you, pretty much, just without saying thank you. But yeah, pretty damn good chapter. I'm looking forward to the next one. Unfortunately, that's not going to be for 14 days because Black Clover is on break next week. So yeah, that's your chapter. Very short, sweet episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you guys have any questions, just, you know, hit me up on the email. You can also get me on our social media pages. My store has social media pages, so I can actually start putting those out because I do a lot of giveaways. So you guys can, you know, participate in those and win some free stuff. But if you want to contact, let me know what you thought about this chapter, any comments, theories, any predictions that you guys have with the series, or just want to, you know, talk to me, let me know how I'm doing. You could do so on our email at the 5leafcloverpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at the 5LC podcast, and you can find us on Instagram and Reddit at the 5 Leaf Clover podcast. Subscribe and review on Apple Podcasts. Please hit that 5-star button. We appreciate reviews. We will read them out here live for you guys. Also, please visit my store. My store is booming with a bunch of great new products. We have the summer deal. Summer sale still going on. Everything is 5% off. That's in stock, so don't miss out on that, because we have a lot of new in-stock items. So anything that's new that comes in stock also gets that 5%. So, yeah, don't miss out on those. You can find my store at lukescollectibles.com. So if you're interested in our Twitter page, it's Luke's Cat LLC. It's initials for Luke's Collectibles and things. So Luke's Cat LLC, LukesCatLLC. So yeah, if you guys are interested, giveaways there. I do daily Pokemon code giveaways daily. Sundays I do something random, and then once a week I do like an entire week's worth of like giveaway something good. Like last week, today is the final day, I was giving away an entire booster box of Scarlet and Violet. So yeah, if you participated, then yeah, you got, you're entered in to possibly win that. So yeah, look forward to more giveaways, look forward to another episode. When the next chapter is out is guaranteed, but next week we will see. I might not come back on for next week. I might just actually take the break. There was a break last week and I came on, so maybe it's time for me for a break. I'm a little tired and stuff, but anyways, hope you guys enjoyed the rest of enjoy your week, go to work, make some money, eat some food, watch some great anime, read some manga, play some card games, play some video games, go to the park, go for walks, or don't do anything. I don't know. Do whatever you want. But anyways, till then, my name is Luke, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.